I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. Two Catholics with a PhD in common sense.
And it ain't that common.
Yeah. Terry, we got some good stuff lined up for today.
We do. I have something. First of all, we're going to be talking about how approving homosexual civil unions is related to the message of Fatima. We're also going to be talking about President Trump saying, and I agree with this, left-wing rioting is a result of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. It's been going on for a long, long time. Also, just a quick note about third-party temptations, as it discredits its candidates. We're also going to say at the end of the show, I have something big for everybody, and that is regarding the Chinese disease.
Wuhan virus.
It's Chinese virus, Wuhan.
It comes
from China. Right. And the CDC just came out with a report. I've got a news report that will shock people. I'll give you one teaser. People that have died from COVID from age 0 to 24, okay, since it started, 457 people. Are you kidding me? Come on. And then it's going to show that how many people are dying from heart diseases. And they say, oh, yeah, by the way, we forgot. Those heart attack people, thousands of people, we coded them as COVID-19. This is going to shock you, but I think people are going to go, we've been hoodwinked. Jess, how long have we been saying this, brother, since March?
Yeah, since the very beginning. Terry, they're making fools out of us, and we're not stupid. They're preparing us for something bigger.
Yeah.
We have a communist infiltration all over the world right now.
Yeah.
This is the Fatima message playing out, and they're preparing us for something bigger. The masks is phase one. It's just to see how much they can control us. And this is basically, Terry, Catholic eschatology says that this type of government control sets us up for the Antichrist.
And Jesse, just a quick note. I have a document here. I was going to use it for Friday. Brain damage from masks cannot be reversed. Just write that on a commuter on your Google. Right? Brain damage from masks cannot be reversed. If that's not scary, these are scientists saying this, Jesse.
Terry, I hope there's a lot of lawsuits. I hope the lawsuits end up suing companies and everybody else that forced us to do this, because some people are going to lose, again, their mental faculties or physical, get physical illnesses.
Of course.
I hope these countries get sued for forcing us to wear masks.
I agree. But most importantly, today's show, you know what the most important thing, folks, is? The gospel.
Soul food.
Yep. And Jesse, I love that you're going to take the first reading from today's mass. My wife and I were at mass, and I just, you know, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to 33. Every married couple should have this, should study this whole section. And, you know, Dr. Brent Petrie did a whole course on this, on that verse. And if people want a copy of it from a biblical studies conference, they can call the 877-526-2151. Fantastic commentary. But Jess, let's read the word of God to our people.
Yeah, Terry, and this scripture has been taken out, I think, from the Canadian lectionary.
For good reason, though.
Yeah, it was taken out. You'll
Get
never
out
hear this
here.
Reading. No, that's I read that.
It's the truth. I know I read that too, Jesse. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Who are you to take the word of God out?
Unbelievable. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to 33. By the way, this verse, Amy Coney Barrett believes it and takes it serious. By the way, she's our new Supreme Court Justice.
Love it.
Thank you, Jesus. She's the Supreme Court Justice number 9. So we want to thank the Lord for giving us this incredible gift and victory. But one of the criticisms from the senators where they're saying, what? You believe that the husband is the head of the family? You believe you are the handmaid of your husband? And that? So if Amy Coney Barrett, this valedictorian from Notre Dame, believes in this verse, everything it says, and that's why the Democrat senators were criticizing her. So what does it say? Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Again, mutual respect, mutual subordination, obviously, because we're the family of God. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of his wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, he himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Now again, let me stop here. This is just like the Holy Trinity. Within the Godhead, the first, second, and third person of the Blessed Trinity have ontological equality, but there's an economic hierarchy. The Father sends the Son, mm-hmm. the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. So within the family, there's an ontological equality. The husband, the wife, and the children are all equal before God, but there's an economic hierarchy. The father is the head, the woman is the heart, and the children are the domestic church. But ontologically, in the essence of their being, they're equal before God. We continue. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. By the way, the word subordinate, it's a military term. It's a Greek term, hupotasso, which basically means that you rank under the person in the military. For example, anybody who ranks under the general is a hupotasso. So the wife, the husband is like, he's like the general of the family, and the wife ranks under. This is a military word in the Greek, subordinate. It doesn't mean she's less than. It just means her rank in the family, in the eyes of God, the husband is way, way more responsible for the family's salvation and sanctification. That's what that means. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleanse her by the bath of the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy without blemish. Wow, look what the husband's job is. The husband is to make the wife holy. That's his job.
Yep.
To make her holy. And it tells you how right there. Now, this is, I'm going to be honest. I get a lot of phone calls from young wives and older wives. And you know why there's conflict in marriage? Because they know this verse and they say, my husband is an ungodly man. He doesn't go to church. He's not a man of faith. In fact, he's a pig. And I'm married to him. And he's not leading me to holiness at all, especially in the marital bed. And so this is why there's an aversion with women. There's a pushback. They say, this guy's not leading me to heaven. And so they're going, I'm not going to submit myself to him. There's the conflict in marriage, because the husband is not even attempting to act like Saint Joseph. When a wife sees the husband striving to be holy and acting like Saint Joseph, the wife falls into place in this military chain like a soldier. The wife goes, reporting for duty, sir. But when the wife sees this guy here is not leading me to heaven, the wife is going to have an aversion to his authority. And that's why people call 911, police department, because they're hitting each other with pots and pans and they're pulling each other's hair. Let me finish this off. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are the members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Notice the Bible knows no such thing about civil unions, about two homosexuals or two lesbians having a civil union. The Bible recognizes no such arrangement. In fact, the Bible actually calls that sodomites, sodomites. And in paragraph 1867 of The Sins That Cry to Heaven, it says this is one of the most wicked sin known to mankind, a sodomite. That's why as Catholics, we don't recognize civil unions. And it says, this is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you should love his wife as himself. The Greek word used is agape, which means self-sacrificing love. In other words, spending yourself for your wife to the point of dying for her. That's why men usually die before their wives, because they're called to sacrifice their mind, body, and soul for the sake of the other, their family. And that's why on a natural course of things, men die first, because they're supposed to spend their bodies physically for their wife and children. And then it says at the end, and the wife should respect her husband. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
Wow, Jesse, good commentary. When Jesse mentioned 1867, he was referring to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Just for those who don't recognize that paragraph, I would highly recommend that you do that. Let's bring Fulton Sheen in real quick for this comment about the... Full Sheen ahead. He says, nowhere in sacred scripture do we find warrant for the popular myth of the devil as a buffoon, like our culture makes him. Rather, he is described as an angel fallen from heaven and as the prince of this world, whose business is to tell us that there is no other world. Now, Jesse, that's Fulton Sheen, but you've been doing a study on Jesus 911 of all kinds of material by Fulton Sheen on the demonic. Isn't that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. On Wednesdays, you definitely want to tune into my Wednesday show. What I'm doing is I'll take a 10-minute lecture from Fulton Sheen on the devil. He's got tons of stuff on the diabolical. Mm-hmm. And then I get our expert, Dr. Dan Schneider, who's really, really the lay expert, him and Kyle Clement, on spiritual warfare. And we just basically just explain it in a blue-collar manner to the audience.
Well said. And don't forget, the Spiritual Warfare Conference is coming up January 16th. Put that on your calendar. We also have an event coming up on the 7th of November, What Every Catholic Needs to Know, a virtual conference. Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Jesse Romero, Steve Ray, Father Bill Casey, Dr. Brent Petrie, Dr. Michael Barber, Kimberly Hahn. The way to register is go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org, or you can do it right over the phone by calling 877-526-2151. Up next, how the approving of homosexual civil unions is related to the message of Fatima. A German priest reacts to Pope Francis's remarks on civil union for homosexual couples. You won't want to miss that. And much more to help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his church. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment. You know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this. And I just want to call all the people, you know, I got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
Jesus said in Luke 17, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty. According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio. Hey, I want to invite you this Sunday, Ruben Nava, our host here on Jesus 911, my brother Johnny Romero, they're going to be leading the rosary. at the Cathedral of Our Lady Queen of Angels, that from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So join all these wonderful Catholics as they pray the Holy Rosary. It's a public prayer rosary rally for the election and Thanksgiving for Amy Comey Barrett, also for the reopening of our Catholic churches. You're going to have hundreds of Catholics out there, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Ruben Nava, Johnny Romero, hosting the rosary outside in front of the Cathedral of Our Lady Queen of Angels. Terry?
And I just want to also remind people on Monday, All Souls Day, that at 7 p.m. at our chapel, we'll be having Holy Mass, a Latin Holy Mass, and Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for the election. And Jesse, one quick note, I got to say it. I know you're going to talk about it on Jesus 911, but this Saturday, a bunch of thousands of witches are putting hexes on President Trump. They did this last year and the year before, every year, but we want to counter it with prayers. That's why we're going to be praying at our chapel in countering with the Blessed Sacrament, before the Blessed Sacrament, the Rosary. So I'm sure you'll cover more of that on Jesus 911.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. There's all the exorcists that I'm in contact with. They're putting out directives to people around the country that on October 31st, Halloween Day, to really step up your prayer life, add something to your prayer life that day. If you can go to Mass that day, better.
Amen.
The Rosary, the Divine Mercy, because on October 31st, the witches and the Satanists on Halloween Day, that's like their high holy day, and they step up their prayer. They step up their curses. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about now how the approving of homosexual unions is related to the message of Fatima. But before we do that, Jess, I mentioned it yesterday. Remember, Pope Francis, in a private comment about civil unions, does not change any teaching of the Catholic Church. Now, we know by that comment, we've got a president in Venezuela saying that we need to regulate and have civil unions and also homosexual marriages in the country. And he quotes Pope Francis as saying, see, he's open to that. Here's my point. The Pope saying that, he's going to be responsible, not before Jesse Romero or Terry Barber, but before God, because we know that that message is getting out and it's not going to be used in a godly way.
It's doing
way.
A lot of damage.
Damage.
It's,
so let's just be honest about it, Jess. But that he's going to have to reckon that with Almighty God. But how the approving of these homosexual civil unions is related to the message of Fatima. What does this German priest have to say, Jess?
A good German priest, Father Frank Unterhalt, mm-hmm. Lord protect him, come to his assistance. Mm-hmm. He's essentially saying, Terry, that the statement that was made by the Holy Father was mm-hmm. disastrous. Because it's the tacit promotion of civil unions, even though he didn't say it in an official capacity, but it's kind of a dog whistle. And the article says here, Cardinal Caffara,
holy man,
founding president, one of the good guys, rest in peace, of the Pontifical John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family, shortly before his death in 2017. By the way, he was one of the four dubia cardinals.
That's what I wanted to say. Good.
He referred to a letter from Sister Lucia Fatima,
yep.
in which she had written the following, quote,
yes.
Father, a time will come when the decisive battle between the kingdom of Christ and Satan will be over marriage and family.
Nailed it.
And those who will work for the good will experience persecution and tribulation. But do not be afraid, because Our Lady has already crushed his head. Close quote. So in light of this message of Fatima, it's also striking that the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II is directly related to the establishment of his prophetic Institute for Marriage and Family. Did you know that Pope Benedict XVI pointed out in an address on the 25th anniversary of its foundation of the Institute for Marriage and Family, that Pope Benedict said the following, quote, on that day, May 13th, 1981, my beloved predecessor John Paul II suffered the well-known serious attack on his life during the audience at which he was to have announced the creation of this institute, the Institute for Marriage and Family, close quote. And Terry, the article says the past 7 years have shown in a shocking way what hatred the devil has for the beauty of the true teachings on Christian marriage and family, because the Institute of St. John Paul II has not only been massively attacked, but get this, completely dismantled and robbed of its very essence, because at both of the synods of bishops of marriage and family in 2014 and 2015, John Paul II's teachings, Terry, were completely ignored until the unacceptable exhortation Amoris Laetitia in 2016 brought forth a direct contradiction of the church's teaching. And in the same year, the ultimate destruction of John Paul II's Institute for Marriage and Family, when that began with the appointment of a new grand chancellor and opposing statutes, and with the suspension of all the previous Orthodox professors. And in addition, this institute, founded by John Paul II, it was subjected to a substantive reorientation that many good Catholic Orthodox insiders describe as a purge in the most negative sense. Terry?
Jesse, just a quick note. Janet Smith, Dr. Janet Smith, who's been on our show many times, is telling us that they're trying to resurrect that John Paul II Institute because all these good professors were just fired, and they were giving us the perennial teachings of the church on marriage. And that is very, very sad. Now, also in this article, the priest quotes, "The testimony of the saints leaves no doubt about the extent to which homosexual acts offend the Creator and provokes His retribution. How can we fail to think of God's insistent admonition handed down to us by the famous dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena?" Wait till you hear this one.
Yeah, this is important, Terry. So before you read it.
Read it
God
slow.
The Father, yeah. God the Father, the first person of the Trinity, spoke to St. Catherine of Siena. This is an approved locution of the church. And she wrote down what God the Father told her.
This is important.
Look at what he's... Look,
say
look
it, Jesse. Repeat
said.
It. Read it.
She wrote it down.
Yeah.
Quote.
The wretched, yeah.
"The wretched do even worse and commit the accursed sin against nature. And like blind fools whose reason is clouded, they do not perceive the rottenness and misery in which they find themselves. Not only to me, who am the highest eternal purity, it is disgusting. So detestable indeed that for this one sin I destroyed five cities by my divine judgment, since my righteousness would not bear it any longer, but even to demons." Let me break it down to you.
Boy.
God the Father said, God the Father was talking about the sin of sodomy. The sin of sodomy, that's the context of what he talked to St. Catherine of Siena in a private locution that's in this book, The Dialogue. So God is saying, the Father is saying, I'm pure holiness, I'm purity. He says, basically, sodomites are blind fools. He's saying that they're sinning against nature. They're committing an accursed sin. He's saying the reason is clouded. It's rotten. And he says, "I destroyed five cities because of this sin." That's what he told St. Catherine of Siena. And he even says, God the Father says, that the sin of sodomy is even disgusting to demons.
I can't get any worse. Jesse, also, based on the biblical message, and I want to give people references to Scripture, to the Catechism, so that they have background on all this, because the permanent, did you notice I used the word permanent, Jess? Magisterium of the Catholic Church has always protected marriage and the family. Thus, especially today, it cannot be concealed that homosexual practices are among the grave sins that seriously violate chastity. Just look up in your Catechism, 2396. And they are vehemently rejected by Holy Scripture. Check out your Bible, Genesis chapter 19, verse 1 to 29.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep, there you go, Sodom and Gomorrah. Romans, St. Paul, chapter 1, verse 24 to 27, very clearly condemns it. Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. The Catechism reminds us of the guilt of the sodomites that cries to heaven. Jesse referred to it earlier in the show. Catechism, paragraph 1867. That's just for your own information, so that if you want to do your homework, which I hope you do, read all those sections. You'll know without doubt what the church teaches.
Terry, I'm going to pit. I hate to do it, but I am going to do it because it needs to be done.
All right.
There's two popes here that have said something opposite. One said it in an opinion, but St. John Paul II, who's a pope and a saint, said it as an official teaching. So as a Catholic, two popes are saying something different.
Yep.
Who do you listen to?
The saint.
The pope that's a saint that is saying this as a magisterial teaching,
yep,
or a pope who's not a saint, who's saying this to a camera crew off the cuff. See the difference?
Yeah, and Jesse, let me just back up something. Are you aware, Jesse, that movie Francisco, where Pope Francis is in that movie? I found out just the other day, guess the director of that movie, the man that is the director, guess what he professes? Homosexuality. He's a homo.
Oh,
doesn't that surprise you? I had to look it up. Huh? I wanted to know because he said in his article.
That answers everything now.
That's a fact.
That answers why he did, and they put this on social media around the world.
Yep.
That answers it.
You got it, Rick.
So what does St. John Paul II say March 28th, 2003?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, this is important.
What he said is basically the opposite of what Pope Francis said to this camera crew in Rome. It's the opposite.
Yep.
St. John Paul II, as a magisterial teaching, he promulgated this through the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Here's what he says, quote, St. John Paul II. There are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and family. Marriage is holy, while homosexual acts go against the natural law. Close quote. Very, very clear, Terry.
Yeah.
End of discussion. We as Catholics go by the permanent, perennial teachings of the Catholic Church.
You can't go wrong with that. And you know, Jesse, we say that over and over again. Why do we have to say that? Because there's a lot of ambiguity.
Confusion.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good word. Confusion, ambiguity about both, what the church actually teaches. And I really want people to just go back to the catechism, to their Bible, because those are our sources that we call the perennial teachings of the church. Jess, I just want to remind everybody that this next topic is going to take a little bit.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, it's called...
It's going to take us the rest of the show.
Yeah, I didn't forget. I want to give you the little... I'll give you the clip a little later. I'll give it when we come back from the break.
That
clip from the CDC that should open your eyes about how we're being hoodwinked regarding the virus from China. And that will blow you away. So keep on. And also, I want to remind everybody, the YouTube... We had another 1,500 new subscribers every 7 days because of you, our listener. I got a call from Florida, a guy who started listening to us last week, thought, wow, who are you guys? Well, get the word out. Like us on social media so you get all this on YouTube. And if you want to make a donation like he did, he said, I got to support you guys. Call 877-526-2151. Up next, President Trump, left-wing rioting in Mayhaw are the direct result of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. He's right on. We're going to talk about that and much more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need covenant eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to covenanteyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Before we get into President Trump left-wing rioting and mayhem, our direct results of the left-wing indoctrination of our schools, I want to blow you away with a COVID, I call it the Chinese virus, but COVID-19 provisional count from the CDC, and that a center of disease control for a federal government. And this is going to show us that we've been hoodwinked and that we have overreacted to this by closing all of our businesses and churches closing and things like this. So let's play the clip and just open your eyes to this. This will blow you away.
The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for coronavirus and reveal yet again that COVID-19 is rarely the actual cause of death among coronavirus patients. According to the CDC themselves, of the 220,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, 87,000 of them died from pneumonia and influenza. Another 17,000 died from chronic respiratory diseases, and 26,000 died from respiratory distress syndrome. 44,000 patients died from hypertensive diseases, 23,000 died from heart disease, and a whopping 28,000 died from cardiac arrest and heart failure. Yet all of these, even patients who died from heart attacks, were marked down as dying from the coronavirus. Doctors who spoke with One America News explained that 131,000 patients who are being considered COVID-19 deaths already had life-ending diseases, including cancer, dementia, and even end-stage renal failure. And according to the CDC again, if you look at place of death, you'll see that some 10,000 patients who died from COVID were on hospice care, meaning they were terminally ill to begin with and were already expected to die. Doctors tell One America News that all of these patients were critically ill and likely died from their pre-existing conditions without any help from the coronavirus. However, they explain that the CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, gives hospitals a 20% bonus on their diagnosis-related group paid for by Medicare. Essentially, that means doctors are being paid to list deaths as coronavirus without any indication the patient's death was actually COVID-related.
Wow, follow the money. This is a report I have in my hands, Jesse. We're being duped, dude.
We're being lied to, Terry. This is the... history is going to record. This is going to be the greatest scam pulled across America and over the eyes of all the American people in the history of this country.
Unbelievable. I just wanted people to hear the truth because, again, the narrative is not supporting this. We want people scared, Jesse, and we can't scare them if we...
The liberals do.
The liberals want everybody to go get in line, put your mask on,
shut up,
wash your hands. I get all that. Hey, Jess, let's get into this President Trump left-wing rioting and all this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. Let me just remind everybody that Amy Coney Barrett won. Okay, so just praise God. Everybody today say a thank you prayer to God, a Thanksgiving prayer to God. And get to the 12 noon Angelus and thanking God for giving us a Roman Catholic Christian as the 9th Supreme Court Justice. Thank God. Do a rosary today in thanksgiving and continue praying the rosary for November 3rd. That's what I wanted to say.
Terry,
this topic is very important. Because
huge.
I think this is the essence of why we're losing so many young people from the Catholic Church.
Right.
I think this is why we have terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Occupy Wall Street. This is the heart and soul. This article nailed it, so we're going to take our time with it. It says, President Trump says left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct results of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. I've known about this for years. I even wrote a book called Knocked Off the Donkey. I have a whole chapter on public education there.
Right.
But the article says, that rejecting President Trump said, rejecting what he said is a false, cynical version of American history taught in elementary and secondary schools across the country. President Trump recently unveiled a new nonprofit that tasked with designing educational materials aimed at accurately depicting the nation's history. President Trump said there's no time to waste. During the White House conference on American history on September 17th, called Constitution Day, President Trump said, there's a left-wing cultural revolution underway that is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. Man, Terry, I've never heard a president talk like this, and he's 100% right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesse, you know, he's confirming what my boys told me. We had homeschooled our kids, Jesse, until they were about in sixth or eighth grade. And when they went to Catholic schools, and I'm not saying this is just public, this is in a lot of Catholic schools. Yep. I remember my son saying, Dad, my teachers are a bunch of liberals. And he said they're trying to say
liberals
socialism.
For communism.
Yes. And I said, well,
communism.
Stand up to him, Joe and John. Stand up. Tell, you know, he said, yeah. And he got in trouble for it, for being a conservative. But this is what is going on. This is what's forming our future education kids. And you know
and
what?
Trump knows about it, Jerry.
And
President
now he's exposing
Trump knows.
It. Yeah, and he's going to stop it. That's why we need to have him there for another 4 years, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Go
ahead.
He says the left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct result of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. That has gone on far too long.
Absolutely.
God bless him. He's the first president that says something like this. This is why we want him again for 4 years.
And you know, Jesse, I never heard a politician speak like that. But you know what? I really don't think of him as a politician. I don't. You know why? I think of him as a businessman that says, hey, we got to look to the future. See, he does a lot of forecasting. Can you imagine forecasting education and going, what? Stop this education. Get back because we're going to be, it's a train wreck if we continue. And the former New York City, well, John Taylor Gato, a former New York City and State Teacher of the Year, documents that education systems purposely have created a mass of illiterates. In his book, Underground History of American Education, he demonstrates that in 1840, okay, Jess, before public education, 93 to 100% of the poor and rich had a very complex literacy. You know, Jesse, you know why? I remember one of my, John Hanrahan, he's a 90-year-old World War II vet. He said that he gave a test to kids that normally, by the time people are in eighth grade, this was 1911, that they would pass. And he said 95% of high school students couldn't pass it today. What does that say?
That's a true statement. And I know right now that in the LA Unified School District, because I have a lot of friends that teach there,
sure,
they say that 50% of the kids in the LA Unified School District cannot read at a fourth grade level upon graduating from high school. Terry, this is what we're looking at is decades of left-wing indoctrination.
That's right.
It's the official word's called values clarification. That's the underlying thing that's taught in public school education across the country as of 1970. And this is what's producing leftist young people that join Black Lives Matter, that join Antifa,
right,
that tear down Catholic statues, that leave the Catholic Church. And the article quotes a Brit Beamer, who he thought that the Columbine shooting had changed our country's mindset. His surveys show that 70% of parents now think danger in schools will continue to increase. And so informed parents, they're also dissatisfied with public schools because of drugs, peer pressure, poor teaching. And see Brit Beamer, he sees this trend towards single-income families and homeschooling. And after 50 years of, again, feminist propaganda, parents appear to be realizing that children are smarter and healthier when they spend more time with them. And so this 150 years of public school education propaganda, parents are beginning to see that public schools are unsafe morally, intellectually, and even physically, bodily for their kids. And Terry, the catechism all actually says that the devil goes after education because he knows that's the way he can deform people's moral conscience, not inform, but deform. The catechism in paragraph 407 says that the devil attacks society in four ways, and one of the four ways he attacks is through education. And this article completely vindicates that statement in the catechism. We see all this illiteracy, this values glorification, this increase of violence and shooting and sex in schools and condoms and abortion and illiteracy. This is all the hands of the diabolical behind it.
Absolutely. And our good friend, both of our friends, William Colson, back in the 1980s, I recorded his recordings called Psychology, Friend or Foe. He worked with the Rogerian spirituality of schools going in and doing values clarifications, what Jesse just talked about. And he goes, I mea culpa, I ruined so many thousands of kids' lives because I taught the teachers to replace discipline, replace reinforcement, you know, to go through this stupid stuff on values clarification. There was no truth. And so this is what's happening.
And President Trump is onto this.
He's onto it.
About this, Terry. He knows it. And he's the only president that knows this, Terry.
Right, and the only one's ever spoken up on it. But if people want to hear Bill Colson's confessions of all of this, you're welcome to get it by calling 877-526-215. And we do have those recordings on Psychology, Friend or Foe. But, Jesse, let's face it, in the 1960s, that's what happened. We started getting rid of any Christian values of morality in our schools. We took prayer out of the school, right? Madeline
That's
O'Hare.
Right.
And we went down from there.
That's right. And also this compulsory education in public schools, it's produced illiteracy.
Of course.
And after World War II, with increased funding of public schools, black literacy has doubled. White illiteracy is quadrupled. And so notice, the more money you give to these public schools, what happens, Terry? The more dumbing down of the students. That's why every time I see a bill give us more money in our schools in California, I always say no.
Absolutely.
Because we've demonstrated the more money they get, the more illiterate students they produce. And the Justice Department records, the records show that violent criminals are overwhelmingly illiterate. 80% of violent criminals don't know how to read. Where are they coming from? These Marxist communist schools. And since World War II, as illiteracy has increased, so has crime. And what? Guess what? Out of wedlock births have quadrupled in the 60s, and bizarre violence has become common.
Jesse, when we come back, I'm going to add William Briggs. He's saying that public schools are creating a communist army of monsters and that they need to be defunded.
What a great phrase.
I love that line. And we'll come back and share more of that because that's exactly what's happening and we all see it before our eyes.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." St. Vincent Pilate said, "You must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy." God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Straight Talk Catholicism, for all you Sheenaholics out there, every single day I put a blog on Fulton Sheen on my website. I have a Sheen blog. So every day I put one of his quotes, his powerful quotes. So those of you, just sign up for free, and it goes right to your email, and you get wise sayings from Fulton Sheen every day. Terry, we're talking about the communist education that's coming down in public schools.
Right.
This says this article says, why the dumbing down? Gatto documents that throwing money at education is a waste unless certain instituted changes are reversed. The first well-documented change that gave rise to illiteracy was the American school's massive conversion to non-phonetic ways of teaching reading. And then in the 1960s, schools began replacing Christian morality and discipline with reinforcement schedules. There was no longer right or wrong, only the sterile therapeutic concepts of positive and negative reinforcement to maintain the social order. And it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out why in the 60s this bizarre violence became common. And as the strange psychology of planned smiles and stern looks and self-esteem and aggression management, all this sociology that comes from the Masons, it replaced the Ten Commandments. And school security guards and metal detectors became a growth industry. And teachers that were actual true educators, like Jaime Escalante of the famous movie Stand and Deliver, teachers like him, like John Gatto, they were actually weeded out. Just look it up on the internet. Both these two incredible teachers, Jaime Escalante and John Gatto, were forced out of their jobs. We all can remember two or three good teachers in our lifetime, like Escalante and Gatto.
Yep.
But Terry, those are the exceptions, not the rules.
Absolutely. And Jesse, you know, a renowned statistician, William Briggs, I just quoted him before the break, he's right in saying that public schools are creating a communist army of monsters that need to be defunded immediately. You're laughing. Jesse, he's right, though. They need to be. And that's what you just said about voting. No, I'm not going to give the schools any more money. They're doing a terrible job. Now, this was written in a fit of optimism with the tacit assumption that you should no longer go to college or let your kids go to college. And he said this, I cannot insist on this strongly enough. You should seriously consider removing your children, if you love them, from all public schools. Wow. Homeschool if you can. In any case, get them out of college. If you are a professor who still believes in the truth and reality, now is your time to be a man. Go down and start fighting. Put your big boy pants on. I like this guy, Jess.
Terry, there's people are just waking up, and they're just seeing that they're cooking this 1 degree at a time, like a frog in a boiling pot.
Oh, yeah.
And we're jumping off the pot. We're saying it's time to fight back.
Yep.
Look at this sentence here. This is powerful. It says, is there an interest in a trade school for grievance studies? Why? They can create one for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
As it is, a grievier emerges from a college with a degree, which tells its holder that she is smarter and more deserving of respect than she really is. Just as all the blubber, piercings, and blue hair dye hide her beauty, the college degree disguises her mental weakness. Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Colleges are the Dr. Frankensteins,
exactly,
who created the army of monsters of Karens and Kevins and Carls who think they know something because a piece of paper says they do. What a powerful statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
And Jesse, another powerful statement just at the end of this, you're going to go, what? The U.S. public system was a collectivist from the start. At this ongoing series of government education has extensively documented. But as the feds got involved, it quickly went from bad to worse, with slow and steady decline in education turning into a precipitous collapse. Today, the schools are a disaster, even by government's own measures. Check this out. Consider, for instance, the latest scores from the federal government National Assessment of Education Progress revealed, here comes, that more than two-thirds of eighth graders are not proficient in any core subject. And it would be hard to do worse. But here it comes. Here's the cash value. But communists, check this out, were working diligently towards this goal for decades. And here's the quote from his book of 1932, Towards Soviet America, a Communist Party USA leader, William Z. Foster, boldly outlined the agenda for his fellow revolutionaries. The goal, here it comes, everybody, drum roll, a U.S. Department of Education that would eventually replace patriotism and Christianity in school with communism and globalism. It's happened, Jesse.
That's where we're at right now. This is exactly where we're at right now.
Yeah.
In other words, the Epoch Times, which is a good conservative resource.
Yep, I get it.
They say that public education was meant to be communist from the very start.
Yep.
And they actually have this is part of a 10-part article in a series examining public education.
That's
in
right.
The Catholic schools. And again, I think we've barely listed the benefits of defunding colleges and universities in this topic, in the two segments.
Yeah.
But one of the things that the article proposes is that if we would eliminate the farce of amateur sports, it would cancel high school, and it would keep schools lean and as free as possible from infiltration, and it would lessen publish or perish, because it would to some extent lift the weight of government influence over research, and kids get jobs and start families earlier, without all that campus experimentation and social justice. And if none of that is true, there are scarcely any weakness to the plan. If it therefore has no chance whatsoever of being implemented until the restoration, President Trump has tried with his new Secretary of Education, I think her name is DuBois.
Mm-hmm.
She runs the Department of Education.
Yeah. Yeah.
But today, even with the Republican president in the White House, the Department of Education remains firmly under collectivist control because there's a lot of Democrat and liberals in there as well. And so during the 2016 presidential election, for example, an analysis by The Hill revealed that 99.7% of all political spending by the Department of Education bureaucrats went to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, repeat that. Jesse, drum roll, say that again. I think I might have misunderstood you.
In other words, she's got all the teachers in her pocket.
99?
Because they're communists at this point in our country.
Unbelievable.
The Hill reported that 99.7% of all political spending by Department of Education bureaucrats went to Hillary Clinton in
her
campaign.
Wow.
The highest of any federal department. So the education is firmly in the pockets of liberal Democrats. The article says even after Secretary of Education Betty DeVos took up her post, the left-wing extremism from the department continued to spew forth. Indeed, on February 12, 2017, the department's Twitter account posted a quote by Communist Party USA member W.E.B. DuBois, with his name misspelled, no less, drawing national ridicule. And among other absurdities, DuBois claimed the USSR, led by one of the most brutal and murderous regimes in human history, was the hopeful country on earth, And during the darkest depths of the Great Leap Forward, Du Bois, not to be confused with Betty DeVos, the good Secretary of Education by Donald Trump, Du Bois even held multiple meetings with mass-murdering communist Chinese dictator Mao Zedong, and the two were always pictured with smiles on their faces. These are some of the people who control the U.S. education, and under the previous Obama administration, the department, using stimulus money to bribe states into compliance, even imposed Obama-backed national standards on the nation, standards that are aligned with international schemes like, you know, Common Core, which, again, we've done programs on the dangers of Common Core.
Yep.
So the bottom line, Terry, is liberals and progressives don't want President Trump in charge of their children's education any more than conservatives want Obama or Biden running education as well. So, Terry, we have hit an impasse in this country.
I will just add one more point. The second largest school district in America, Los Angeles Unified School District, their union for their teachers decided to give lots of money to Black Lives Matter.
Wow.
Does that say something? See, it's happening right now. This
wow.
is why some of our supporters who are teachers in L.A. In L.A. City tell me, they go, wait a minute. Why are we giving money to Black Lives Matter? Look what it says on their website. So they're going to bat. Some of our listeners are going to bat to try and stop that funding. They don't want their money going there. But that's how deep it is. Jesse, we only have a couple minutes. Let's end on what we can do, because that was pretty depressing about education,
yeah.
Brother.
Well, Terry, one thing that we can do is don't vote for a third party.
Exactly.
Okay, do not vote for a third party. Why?
Waste your vote.
It's a waste. It's a throwaway vote. You might as well throw it in your toilet, because in 244 years of this country, mm-hmm. no third party has ever won the presidency or even come close. And so, I mean, Ross Perot tried. That was a disaster. Okay, all he did was split the vote from the conservatives.
Yep.
And that's why we got Clinton into office. And so, again, no third party has ever won in this country. So don't waste your votes by saying, oh, I don't like either party, I'm going to vote for a third party. It's easier to build a majority within a single party
right.
than to win over the whole country with a third party. That's never happened. It would be like this. You don't leave the Catholic Church and start another denomination because we got, you know, problems in the church with certain prelates and stuff. What do? We build the resistance and we fight from within. That's
right.
What you do, not only in the faith walk, but you also do it in politics. And also, another important point is, you can't influence a political party by leaving it. You only have two choices in this country. And that's why, you know, the leaders of these fringe groups end up returning back to the GOP or the Democrat Party, because they try to start another party to effect change. It's impossible. You only have A or B to choose from, Republican or Democrat. And it would be, don't be a political Luther. Don't be like, you know what, I'm going to start a better party and stuff.
Right.
Luther thought he could start a better church, and he started 40,000 denominations and thrown us into heresy and apostasy and schism. Don't be a political Luther. Vote for President Trump and Mike Pence. Terry?
Absolutely. And don't forget the five stones of David. Get to Mass. Get to confession. Read your Bible. Do some penance, like on Fridays and Wednesdays. And I want to encourage all of you to get your rosaries out, because we need prayer for our country. Jesse, what state should we be living in, brother?
Let's live in the state of grace. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. Got to get holy or die trying. Remember this Sunday, the public prayer rosary rally at Our Lady Queen of Angels Cathedral, downtown Los Angeles, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hosted by Ruben Nava and Johnny Romero. Be there. Terry, go ahead.
And don't forget Bishop Strickland, who's coming on right now for his own show, will be on the Terry and Jesse show for 30 minutes. The first two segments will be with the bishop talking about Pope Francis's situation. You won't want to miss that on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you, and thanks for your prayerful support and your financial support. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.